Yeah? Okay. There's always more to say that Sirtut, but we will not return to where we left off last time. Just fill in very briefly. I keep stalling. I'm hoping that I'll come up with a better shot. And finally, I run out of time. The famous Tira and the Rambam. Remember, we had a machlokas here between the Yitzchak and the Bemasnisa Tana and the Brisa. How do we paskin? And here we mentioned that Rashi and Yavamos paskin like the Brisa. He said he used the lashon of Kaimelam. We paskin like, he didn't just quote, he said we paskin. Three is mutter, four is usser like the Brisa. The Bahag, quoted in Tosos, and most Rishonim, paskin like Rav Yitzchak. Why did they paskin like Rav Yitzchak? After all, it's an Amora versus the Brisa, an Amora versus a Tana. Usually we pass like a Tana against an Amora. They say, no, it must have been that Rav Yitzchak had a Masora. He knew this Brisa was not an accurate Brisa. Okay, but how do we know that? Because of our Sugya, right? Tosafot doesn't quote that from the Bahag here, but obviously, why would they pass like Rav Yitzchak against the Brisa? Because our Sugya says, Atu Kolbul Yada Hadar Rav Yitzchak Lam Gavar Rabahu. Why don't they say Lod Yada Masnisa, or Masnisa Vir Rav Yitzchak, or Din Sirtut? Obviously, Abai is assuming that we hold like Rav Yitzchak, and therefore, he's not worried about not knowing the Brisa, because that's not how we hold. The issue is that he didn't know Rav Yitzchak. That's why we passed like Rav Yitzchak. We mentioned the riff was strange in that the riff just brought down our sugya verbatim without passing between Rav Yitzchak and the Masnisa. Okay, it's hard to tell why he did that. You know, the riff just quotes the Gemara word for word. It's hard to say that you know Bimduyik exactly why. He didn't add anything, he didn't subtract anything. The Rambam is very confusing because the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer, it's confusing because the Lashon is very similar. In Hilchas Sefer Torah, he wrote all Kisvei HaKodesh, even if you write them on paper, you need Sirtut. Three words are much without Sirtut for Aser. So the Rambam, when you remember, there are two, right, we said there are two Gemaras about Sirtut in Stam words that are not like a full Chetz of something, Gittin and Yavamos. When he brings down the Gemara in Gittin about Kisvei, well, I don't know the Gemara in Gittin, sorry. When he, in Hilchas Sefer Torah, he says, three is Mutter, four is Aser, three is like the Brisa, but in Hilchas Yibam, when he brings down the Gemara in Yavamos about how you have to do Sirtut in a Get Chalitza, because you write down the words in the Pasuk that she said, and since you write down words, you have to do Sirtut, he says, after all, it's Aser to write three words without Sirtut. So there is a Stira, the Rambam has a Stira in Hilchas Sefer Torah. He paskins like the Brisa, but in Hilchos Yivam, he paskins like Rav Yitzchak. Trust me that more achronim than maybe you've ever heard of, I've seen the different answers they give to answer the pshat in the stira in the Rambam. It's very, very difficult because the lashon is very similar between Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Yivam. If you wanted to be a pashtun, you would say two answers, which are one, which is that taka it is a stira in the Rambam, and one of them is not his real opinion, and one of them is the already in the Rishon we have that the Gospel Maimonides in Hilchas Sefer Torah says we can't resolve the stira. It must be a sofer in Hilchas Sefer Torah, and he really meant to write that two is mutter, three is aser, like Rav Yitzchak. On the other hand, so change Sefer Torah to be like Rav Yitzchak. On the other hand, the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Sefer Torah quotes from Yeshua Hanagid saying, no, we have to paskin like what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sefer Torah. That's his real opinion. Right? Why is that his real opinion? Because that's the real place for it. Hilchas Yibam is a total tangent. So he seems to assume there was a mistake in Hilchas Yibam, and his real opinion is found in Hilchas Sefer Torah. Okay, Rav Kafa says, maybe it was a mistake, maybe it was the Rambam changed his mind, and just forgot to fix one place. Either way, it's a little difficult because, I mean, it's possible, it's just a little strange. This is the kind of stira that's so, it's not between two different books of the Rambam that he wrote at different stages of his life. That would be no problem. It's such a clear stira And, you know, it's not like a diuk of something the Rama might have lost track of. Not that he would have lost track of a diuk. It's a very flat-out stira. You'd think he should have fixed this at some point. There should have been some, you know, letter of the Chachmi Lumil say, why were you so to yourself, you know, Lagamre. Okay, I don't know, you could say, says the Hagos Maimonios, he says that Hilchos Sefer Torah is a mistake. Says Rabbi Yeshua Hanagid, who is Rabbi Yeshua Hanagid, by the way?
Grandchild of
Rashi. Right, the grandson. Not only grandchild, but grandson. The grandson of the Rambam, Nagid. What does Nagid mean? Nagid means he was the Rav HaRashi, whatever they call it though, of the Egyptian community. He was the leader, right? I don't know who called when. Anyway, he was the Rav HaRashi, basically the Rambam's descendants for a couple generations became chief rabbis. So Rabbi Shua Nagid, the Rambam's grandson, he didn't have a Masorah from the Rambam. He said, no. Helchos Yibam is a mistake. Obviously, you can't take seriously what he writes in the middle of Yibam when the real place is Helchos in the Torah. Okay, it could very well be. Rav Kafich is convinced that there's no, I don't know, whatever Rabinovitz, does he have on this? Okay, Rav Kafich is convinced that, you know, he lists 20 answers that he found in the Achronim, and none of them are right. It must just be a mistake because it was too difficult for the Stira to answer. If you wanted to answer the Stira, the number of answers found in the Achronim is very large. But it's hard to accept any answer that has no basis in the Rambam. You know, like some of us, there's a difference between Chumash and Nach. There's a difference between, it's hard to just accept if there's no hint in the Rambam. If we did want to answer the Stira, number one, perhaps we could find a smach in the Rif. Why did the Rif bring down both opinions? Maybe because both opinions are right. Maybe the Rambam understood. It is a funny thing. You have Rav Yitzchak, you have Masnisa Tana. And the Gemara goes on as if, like, there's no problem here. There's Rabbi Yitzchak Masnisa Tana, no attempt to resolve who we paskin like, meaning the Zahalach Lamaisa. No attempt to ask any questions back and forth. So maybe the Rambam understood from the Rif and the Gemara, you know, whether or not the Rif meant it, maybe the Rambam understood from the Rif and the Gemara that they were both right. Rabbi Yitzchak and the Tana de Masnisin were both right. They were talking about different cases. When Abaye says, Atu called the Yada Had Rav Yitzchak Lav Gavaravahu, he meant in this case Rav Yitzchak applies. There are other cases on the Masnisa applies, and they're not necessarily arguing. Perhaps that's how the Rambam understood. What would the distinction be? What would the distinction be between the Rav Yitzchak and the Masnisa? So here, the Lechem Mishnah, few people take this direction, but the Lechem Mishnah right here on the page says the simplest distinction says the Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah starts with Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. He's talking about you're writing, okay, he specifically says you're writing Tefillin and Sifrei Torah. It's a little hard to understand why you care about three or four words then. Maybe the number on a line. But like you're writing Kisvei HaKodesh. The Rambam says even on paper. You're writing books of Tanakh. Maybe not a whole book, maybe a partial book of Tanakh if we assume that's mutter in some circumstances. Right? You're writing books of Tanakh. Passages from Tanakh in Hilchos. That's the context of Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh sounds like mamish books of Tanakh in some sense. Maybe not halachically valid books of Tanakh, meaning they're on paper. As opposed to in Hilchos Yibam, the context, Ram doesn't give any context, but the context is clear. You're writing the context of something else. He's not talking about just flowery expressions. You're writing it in the context of a shtar chalitza, which is necessary for halachic purposes for this woman to remarry. But still, you're not trying to write Tanakh, you're trying to write a document about personal marital status, which happens to need to refer to Pesukim, and the Lechem Mishnah suggests perhaps that's the difference between Rav Yitzchak and Masnisa. Rav Yitzchak was talking about something like Rav Eviatar. You are writing a halachic letter, and you quote Pesukim as part of your halachic letter. And the Masnisa was talking about if you're actually writing books of Tanakh. That is the Lechem Mishnah. If you're going to resolve the Stira, I think Lechem Mishnah is the right way to resolve the Stira. He says, if you're talking about Kisvei HaKodesh, then we hold like the Brisa.
But if you're talking about, Shalom Komo, as the Biri said, you know, you're writing psukim not in a book of Tanakh, but you're writing psukim in a shtar or a letter or a shelos atruvos or whatever it may be, then we are more machmir like Rav Yitzchak. Okay, what's the svara? If it had been the other way around, it'd be a little easier. Ah, we're writing books of Tanakh, they're really holy, we're more machmir. You're just putting in a letter, it's less holy, so we can be less machmir. Here, no, we're more machmir when it's less holy, right? You're just writing a shtar chalitza. Lemaisa is just a document the lady has to bring to, you know, Misrata Pnim or the Rabbanot or something when she registers for marriage next time around. Then we're more machmir. Your mom is writing, you know, holy books. Then we're less machmir. So what does the svara have to be? So the Lacha Mishnah says the svara, and this is the svara the Rav quotes from his father, and this is the svara the Meiri quotes, not for himself, but from the Yesh Omrim. The Lacha Mishnah didn't have a copy of the Rav. He didn't have a copy of the Meiri. But he thought this was the svara you have to say for the Rambam. And he says, l'chor, you have to say here some sort of tzvei dinim. Right? At a Torah tzvei dinim was before. Shalobim komo, this is to show that it's different from Divrei Kol. Why do you have to show it's different from Divrei Kol? He even gets more specific. He says, so you don't throw it in the throw it in the toilet and the ashpa, etc. As opposed to Kisvei HaKodesh, you don't have to show that it's there. What do you mean? The sirtut of Rav Yitzchak, again, this has nothing to do with the other tzedim. It's not a difference between the sugya Menachos and Megillah versus the sugya in Gittin and Yevamos. It's the tzedim within Rav Yitzchak, which no other Rishon Rachman said before. Tzedim between Rav Yitzchak and Masnesen. No, everyone assumed they were one din, they just argued what the rule was. You know, what the number was. No, maybe Rav Yitzchak's din is to show the difference from Divrei Kol. And the Brisa's din of Kisvei HaKodesh is perhaps to enhance the Ksiva, is perhaps for the sake of enhancing the Ksiva. And here there would be a fundamental difference. Perhaps when it comes to showing this different Divrei Kol, one or two words. What might you say here? One or two words, mamish, don't count. After all, three words is the minimum length of a pasuk, right? What? Where were you guys last Saturday morning? By Yeshiv Yitzchak Begrar, right? I don't think there's going to be one this coming Saturday morning. Although there was one two Saturday mornings ago, right, Chaim?
The names.
Right. So you say one or two words that we're not worried about respecting. One or two words don't really count. You can throw them in the garbage, taka. They're not enough. Also, one or two words is not a sentence. One or two words is usually not a complete thought. Okay, one or two words are not machmir on treating with kavod and remembering that it's special. But three words already, that's already a Torah idea. That's already could be a pasuk. That we have to treat with kavod. When it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, then even three words, we're not worried about disrespecting it. Even if you write a full pasuk by Yeshiv Yitzchak Begrar, you don't have to do sirtut. We're not worried someone's going to disrespect it. We're not worried someone's going to think that it's just secular literature. Then it's only four words. Why? Because maybe four words, that's already going to turn crooked if you don't do sirtut. Three words won't be crooked. So if the shear is crookedness enhancing the writing, three is okay. Four already, that's hard to write. If the shear is to respect the Kedusha, then one or two words because they don't have Kedusha. Three words already, that already has Kedusha. That's already a Torah thought. That's already a potential pasuk, and therefore we are machmir. Perhaps that's shot in the Rambam. I can't promise you. Rav Kafach was a big, very strict thinker, and he was convinced there was no shot in the Rambam. You just had to say that there's a mistake in the Rambam. But if we don't want to say, we never like to say there's a mistake in Rambam, if we don't have to, then I think you could say that the Lech Mishnah's pshat is not a bad pshat in the Rambam, and maybe the Rambam had a mucker in his reading of the Rif and the Gemara.
Could I bring a raya just from the Lashon? In Hilchos Tefillin, Rambam says mutar.
When we're talking about the Hachmir, he says in Yilchos Yibum to Oslo. It's not some obviously this shows he could have said both of them Tarpo, but when he said Oslo, it's coming to Machmir, like Lechem Mishnah.
Okay.
Why couldn't it just be three or four words, and it just depends on the context of what you're writing? Like, if three words is enough to express a significant idea, uh-huh. then three words means here.
So, didn't I tell you that every possible shot you'll think of is someplace in the acronym? That is exactly the pshat of the Shut Rashbish. You're such a cheater.
You have to find the Shut Rashbish the old-fashioned way by searching in Bar-Ilan. the Shur Rashbeis was the son of the Tashbeis. The Tashbeis also deals with this, and the Tashbeis says it changed his mind. It's a mistake, same idea. The Shur Rashbeis says, yeah, it depends. Two words, you're punter. Three words, if it makes a complete thought, you're chayav. If the three words doesn't yet make a complete thought, you're punter until you get four words. I hope from the idea. The question is, where is that hinted at in the Rambam?
Well, it explains also why the Rif doesn't bother to distinguish. Like,
correct, but the problem is there's no hint of this in the Rambam. I'm reluctant to accept that the answer to the Rambam is that in two different cases that he gives not even a hint about the difference in those cases. So that's why I'm reluctant. Okay, you and the Rosh Beis versus me is 2-1. Okay, anyway, you can look it up if you want. Viter. Now, yeah.
Is there something Yerby doesn't like about the Mishnah?
What?
Is there something Yerby does not like about the Mishnah?
The weakness is the same because everyone. The Rambam should have said so more explicitly. Okay, but, you know, you have to swallow some dechak. Either the Rambam is Soser himself, or he hinted at something but failed to explicate it. So I'm willing, you know, obviously, that's why I say it's still dechak. Anything's dechak, because, like, why didn't the Rambam just say so? Okay, but it's dachuk, but you can find a basis for it in the Rambam. Here he said Kisvei HaKodesh, and here he's in the middle of Hilchos Yibum. Maybe he felt that was enough for us to understand. After all, it worked for the Lechem Mishnah. Okay, fight during the Gemara. Says the Gemara, where were we up to? We were up to the Dav Zayin of an Aleph, about 10 lines down or so. Shalach Leimar Ukva the Rabbi Elazar. V'nei Adam Ha'omdim Alai V'yadai L'mosron L'malos. There are people who are threatening me, Omdim Alai, and but I can master them to the Malchus, meaning I can get them in trouble with the authorities. So, is that mutter for me to get them in trouble with the authorities because they're threatening me or not? Sirta Fakasav Leh, this is obviously what it's doing in our Sukkah, because it's continuing the idea that you need Sirta even in a letter. Amarti Eshmer Darki Mechato Vil Shoni Eshmer Lefi Machzom Ba'od Rasha Lin Negdi. Okay. I have to be careful, Mechato Bil Shoni. What's Chato Bil Shoni? After all, Fi Machzom, there's Rasha Negdi. We're not talking about being Adam Lamakom, like I shouldn't do Shvashav or things like that, because we're Rasha Negdi. So what kind of hate do you do with your mouth? Talking here about Mesira, right? And you see, even the Rasha Negdi. What is the Rasha Negdi? It doesn't mean the Rasha's hanging out. The Russia's against me. So you see, even when the Russia threatens you, it is still us who do Masira, Afal, Fish, Russia, Lenegdi, Esh, Marlefi, Machsom. I will put a Machsom, how do you say Machsom in English? What? A barrier. Okay, I'll put a barrier. I will muzzle my mouth, as it were. Yeah, Lo Saksum Sherpatisha. I'll muzzle my mouth. Shalachle, come, sorry, Lituva. He says, no, they're really, really hurting me. Velomatzina de Ekamu, and I can't handle it. Shalach lei, so I need some solution. If you're not going to let me do Masira, what should I do? Shalach lei, dom v'eschalelo. Dom l'ashem v'eschalelo. Dom l'ashem v'hu yapilam lach chalalim chalalim. You dom, and Hashem will be mapple them chalalim chalalim. Okay, without getting into, I'm not going to spend time here on all the different pshatim and the brackets and the acronym as to exactly what was darshan from dom and exactly what was darshan from halalum halala from this cholel, we get the point. Hashkin b'harev alein lois medrash and kol me'aleim go. Hashkin b'harev to the base medrash. Either go morning and evening, or perhaps go early and stay late in the base medrash, and they will be destroyed on their own. Meaning, don't do anything, just serve Hashem. Well, see what that means. Adar yatsum pure leather. As soon as the word left Rabbi Elazar's mouth, it was a new gniva b'kol. Or apparently, the person against Rav Mar Ukva was gniva. Who we see in various sugyas was a talmid chacham who caused a lot of trouble for people. Who is apparently a very difficult person who was
really crossed the red lines. And therefore, all of a sudden, he was nimsa l'malchus me'atzma, right? A kolor means maybe it's our word collar. They would put the chains around his neck when they take him out to execute him. So it all worked out. Tosos here is to deus exactly what Rabbi Lazar's advice to Mar Ukva was, because he does point out there's something called the Isser Moser Dino L'Shamayim. Right? What's Moser Dino L'Shamayim? I go to Hashem and say, Hashem, punish this guy for what he did for me. Moser Dino L'Shamayim. Sounds like a very firm thing. It's a firm thing in terms of your belief in God, but the question is whether it's an ethical thing, because if you believe in God, then you're actually hurting someone by being Moser Dino L'Shamayim. So is that okay to be Moser Dino L'Shamayim? So the Gemara Bava Kamma says, no, it's a terrible thing to be Moser Dino L'Shamayim. As a matter of fact, you'll get punished before he does. Hashem will say, oh, well, if I'm checking him out, I should check you out first, and let's see what you deserve. So how could Rabbi Lazar give Mar Ukva advice to be Moser Dino L'Shamayim? So Tosfos says two totally different versions of the story. One is that he told him, no, go morning and evening and daven to Hashem to take care of Gneva. And the Isser, Moser Dino L'Shamayim, is only if you have Dina Ba'ara, only if you have another option. If you have another option, you could sum in Bezdin. And instead, you say, Hashem, kill him. Or you have other means, I assume Dina Ba'ara is Lav Davka. You have other means of protecting yourself. Then it's also Moser Dino L'Shamayim. Over here, he had no other option. It's Motiv Moser Dino L'Shamayim. The other answer tells us that, no, we're not talking about Moser Dino L'Shamayim at all. It's not a heter Moser Dino L'Shamayim. He wasn't telling Moser Dino L'Shamayim. He was just telling him to go learn in the Beis Medrash a lot. And if you learn in the Beis Medrash a lot, then Hashem will will take care of him. And either way, whatever Shem Tos is, it worked. Okay, the most interesting part of our sugya is the Mesira aspect. What was the Havamina and what was the Maskana regarding Mesira? Clearly, Mar Ukva had Havamina was Mutter, or else he wouldn't have sent Shaila. And Rabbi Lazar answered him that it is Usser. So what's the case? So Rashi says it very clear here. Meaning, they weren't actually threatening him. Right? They weren't actually a danger to him. Lecharef ulegadef is, I mean, if someone was lecharef and gadef every day, I would also go out of my mind, like Mar Ukva did. And Lo Yuch, what does he say? Lo Matzina de'ikum b'chum. But it's not actual rodef. Right? They weren't actual rodefin. They were just lecharef ulegadef. They were insulting him all the time. If someone insults me, then, just for example, right? If someone insults me, I can't shoot them, right? Whether or not I can insult them back is a whole discussion. But apparently, that wouldn't have helped in this case. They're not. Rashi says they were not a rodef. What if they had been a rodef? So everyone's bedaik in Rashi. If they had been omdo de rodefim, for example, what if they had been threatening to maser him to the malchus? Right, so he says, can I master them to the Malchus before they master me? Then it would have been mutter to master them. You can master a rodef. For self-defense, you can master someone. It's only in this case, when they're only annoying him, even though they're annoying him in a very, very deep way, that's not a heter for Mesira. So then what was the Havamina? And what was the Maskana according to Rashi? So, according to Rashi, the Havamina is that Mutar Limsar. Limsar. Adam. Shemacharfo. Umagadfo. And the Maskana is no. You're allowed to be Moser a Rodef. Avalol Adam Shemitzar. Well, that's exactly what's possible in Shachar. So on the Mitzar, you can't master them to the Malchus. What seems to be the Havamina's going to hear? The Sugya in Bava Kamma at the end about how bad it is to master someone. There they were just talking about, like, pointing out where someone, even in that case, I don't know, they had a pile of wheat or something. You know, they were coming to confiscate property, pointing out. So the Gemara there says, Kito Michmar, that once the Malchus gets their hands on someone, the guy's not going to escape. They're going to end up killing him. So L'chora Mar Okva felt here that, you know, he was an authority here. He had, you know, he had the right to enforce certain standards. He thought that it was okay to just get someone punished a little, that they just, you know, the guy deserved punishment from the chayr from the god of him. So he didn't have the ability to punish on his own. He thought he didn't realize that Mesira was pikuach nefesh, that Mesira was like killing someone, right? That when you're maser someone, they could get killed. Okay, so he didn't know that Mesira was so bad, and he thought it was a proper reaction, it was a proportional reaction to chayr v'gidof. And Rabbi Elazar told him, the psak halacha that we find in Baba Kamba, that no, you're never allowed to master someone. You're not allowed to master someone because mastering them is like killing them. And therefore, clearly, you can't kill someone to, you can't kill someone because they're mechayr from the god of you.
It sounds like it's a machlokas mitzvah. He thought they don't kill him. And he thought they do kill him.
Yeah, I guess that's what you have to say somehow.
You have to look at the records of the...
Yeah, I don't know, but I can't believe in Marukha to have me you could kill someone because Mechara from God if you. It's a little hard for me to explain. Right, so L'chora, he thought L'chora...
Unless he was Mayimel of the Mosro.
No, but that's not what Rashi says. That's specifically what Rashi avoids saying.
That word is Rashi. L'chora, he thought that Mesira wouldn't endanger the Nimsar. And Rav Elazar says back to him, no, it's a big Avera, like the Gemara Baba Kamba, right? Maskanas Hasugya in Baba Kamba, that Mesira is like killing someone. And obviously, you can't kill someone just the mechareif who megadif you.
That would belong in the Gemara, though.
What?
A story of that advice, but not knowing, like that.
No, it's only brought here for the sirtot.
Doesn't make more sense. It's like a question about groma. Is that called killing someone?
Okay,
or is it just giving
it's
him
an
over?
Interesting question. Like, you know, why don't we bring in the halachic aspect here? Okay, I'm not sure. Sorry, Kion. That's one possibility. However, the Meiri brings down. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri disagrees, and the Meiri says, no, Mar Okva would never have had a Havamina. If the Mecharif would God if he wouldn't have had a Havamina, says the Meiri. First of all, who agrees with Rashi? Right, basically the Poskim agree with Rashi. If you look here, you know, these are the classic Poskim that are brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, etc. Rashi says, what is Metzara Lituva? Doesn't mean even they were mastering him, or just they were annoying him. And it says, Rush, no, they were just annoying. If they had mastered him, then they were Rodef, and he would be allowed to. And the proof is, Geneva wouldn't have mastered. He was a big Tamachach. Okay, I'm not sure that's good proof based on what I've read in the newspapers. Shut Rashva says the same thing. It says the same thing. He quotes our Gemara in Gittin. And he says, the people annoying Marukva Geneva weren't Mesoros, they're only Mitzarim bin Devarim of Mizakim Achirim. Because if they were Mesoros, it would have been not only Motor to hand them over, a Mitzvah to hand them over. Habal Hargah Hashkim Lahargo is a Mitzvah. Killing the Rodef is a Mitzvah. The Rambam says it's even a lav to not kill a Rodef. So says the Meiri, no. The Havamina is that, what's the Mitzias? The Harif. Boom, the Gadeth? No, is that? He was Moshe. He was Malshin on. They were they, or he was Malshin, the Chor is a they, Bnei Adam, even though Nebo was probably the ringleader, so that's why it was enough to begin the color. And what's that? Sorry. Metzias is that it was, they were Mosheren. And what's the Havmin? And now the Havmin makes perfect sense. After all, fight fire with fire. Havala Hagrucha Hashkein V'Hargo. As a matter of fact, what do we see in Baba Kamba Daf Tov Yedzayin? What did Rav Kahana do? He got into little legal problems for it. What did Rav Kahana do? Who remembers why Rav Kahana got into legal problems? Not cigars.
He broke the guy's neck.
Right, exactly. He killed someone who was going to Maser. And, okay, he got into legal problems, but he didn't get into halachic problems. Halachli was absolutely right, because he was killing the Rodei. So if it's halacha psuka, the Havmin is now very strong. Kevan, the mutter,
laharog moser midin rodeth mutter le mosro.
Mosro?
Yeah.
Masro. The Masro? The Misro?
Mosro.
Yeah.
So, after all, if you're allowed to kill him, the whole point is Masira is like killing. So you're allowed to kill him because he's a rodeif. So then you're also allowed to master him. Now the Havmin is strong. So what's the Masgana? Now the Havmin is very strong. The Havmin is Pashut. What's the Masgana? According to the Iri, fascinatingly, what's the Masgana?
Just to kill him.
The Masgana is you're allowed to kill him, but you're not allowed to master him. Masom the P. If you can kill him, you can't. Obviously, my Roko couldn't have practically killed him, or else you would have taken care of the situation. Right? You can kill him, but you can't master him. Why not? That's a very strange. The Masgana is Mutter Lehargo Aval Aser Lemosro Lemalchus. Why? Because what? Oh, once you're Moser, I mean, okay, basically, what does the Mi'iri says? Because then you become a Maser. Now, what's the Chiddush this Mi'iri? He hasn't really explained much yet. The Chiddush this Mi'iri is a fundamental Chakira in the Isser of Masira. Masira is something very, very, yeah, I'm not getting into modern day applications, etc. But Masira is considered something super duper Chomer in Chazal, in Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, etc. What is so Chomer about Masira? If you would just read the Gemara in Bava Kamma, you would say, what's so chomer about Masira? I mean, it says, right? What's the Lashon? What is it, the Kuf Yud Zayin Ben Aleph? What does the Masifta say?
It doesn't, but I remember that.
Okay. yeah, what happened here? Kari Ravalei Banech Ulfushuch Shachvu Kibirosh Kol Chitzos Kito Mechmar Ma Toz Deh Kevin Shanafal Ben Mechmar Ein Merachman Olav Av Mom Shal Shvol Kev Shanafal Biyad Akum Ein Merachman Olav. Right? Just like the To Mechmar. Exactly what a To is. We have to ask Nasa Slifkin, right? It's one of the kosher chayos. Let's call it a buffalo. Let's call it a buffalo. Not a bison. Okay, we're not going to get into why we eat bison. It's one of these fascinating questions. How do we know bison is a kosher animal? Okay, so either it's because we had some very, very deep understanding of taxonomy, or because Hashgacha Pratis, luckily, a bison was called a buffalo, and the water buffalo is called a buffalo, and we all know water buffalo is kosher. So somehow it snuck in. Lamaisa, when Chaim says buffalo, means water buffalo, right? When the Machaber says buffalo, in some Chavches of Yoredeia, he doesn't mean a bison. They hadn't discovered, America, but he didn't know about it yet. He means a water buffalo, right? So, okay, let's say he means a water buffalo. Just good to know, when you read buffalo in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mean what Americans call buffalo. He means a water buffalo, which is what he was familiar with. For many years I was fooled by that. When the buffalo falls into the michmar, which is the trap, right? You know how it works with these traps? You know, you ever seen like one of these big net traps they make for the animal, right? The more you try to get out of the trap, the worse. I don't know how it works, the chachma, the worse you get in trap. Meaning, once you get in, there's no getting out. So he says, that's what Masira's like. It seems like a little thing. No, all I'm going to do is show them one pile of wheat, which is a kari de peri. Maybe it doesn't say what kind of produce. But once you get in trouble with the malchus, you're not going to get out. It's going to end up in fashos, and therefore you're a rodi. Okay, I would say, what's the problem with Masira? The problem with Masira is that even though it looks like a very small hezek, right? Maybe I just want you to get a Musser Shmuz. Maybe I just want you to get a $100 fine, whatever it may be. It looks like a small hezek, but it's really killing you. So it's an Aveira, bin Adam Lachaveiro Klapi, that person that you might not have thought was like killing him, but it's like killing him in a very practical sense, not just like embarrassing someone, etc., in some philosophical sense. That practically, just like this trap, it's like killing him. That's one shot. Then the Meir wouldn't make any sense whatsoever. However, maybe there's another way to understand Masira. It's not only, obviously it's also Ben Adam Lachaveiro Klapi, that person. But the unique Chumer Masira is not just Ben Adam Lachaveiro Klapi, that person. The Chumer Masira is Klapi Klal Yisrael Bichlal. Right? We are, the Malchus is against us. The Malchus is persecuting us. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to remain loyal to ourselves. Once a Jew betrays another Jew to the Malchus, that is not merely a interpersonal sin. That is a national betrayal. That is treason, not just murder. And treason is worse than murder, because murder is only against one guy. And treason is against everyone. And even though I've only hurt one guy, Lemaisa, once I give over to Judah the Malchus, that, both in a fundamental sense, is betraying my people. And in a deeper sense, the more the Malchus gets their hands on Jews, the worse off all the Jews are. Perhaps. It doesn't say that before Shemar and Baba Kama, but that's what the Meiri is assuming here.
There's another difference. When the Jew is going to kill this Moser, he's going to kill them. Your Moser to the Malchus will probably torture him and do everything else. So you're putting him in a lot worse situation than if you just killed him.
Aha, okay. Although, I'm not convinced that explains the Meiri. If someone wants to kill me, then I'm not allowed to torture them to death, if that's necessary?
If that's why you have to kill them.
No, but if I have no other option, someone wants to kill me. Someone wants to kill me nicely. The only way to defend myself is to slowly torture him to death, or else I can't defend myself. I don't know, if someone asked me to postulate that, I would say, go ahead. Ah, bad luck for this guy. He was going to kill you swiftly, and he gets tortured to death. Okay, tough luck. You shouldn't have tried to kill someone. So I'm not convinced by your time. Anyway, I think the story of the Meiri is that it is a treasonous betrayal, and not only, as if it wasn't bad enough, a potential murder of a fellow Yid. And what would be the raya for that in Shas? Where would we get this idea in Shas? Because if you go through the Gemara Baba Kama, you don't see this. The Gemara Baba Kama treats it as an interpersonal issue. What does it say here? It says that in Morakon love, he's not going to find mercy. Where do we find the idea that it's something worse than murder, which is pretty bad in and of itself? So I thought perhaps the mucker for this idea could be from the Gemara in Menachos da Menachos in Gittin. You'll see why I said Menachos. In Gittin da Mehamed Beis. Gittin da Mehamed Beis is a Menachostic braisa. Detani Rava Nuna Bray de Rava Mi Pashruna. And it's a very, it has nothing to do with us. It's just talking about whether like a guy is allowed to write tefillin or not. Okay, interesting halachic shayla. Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah shekasvan. Min, Moser, Akum, Evan, Isha, Katan, Kuti, Yisrael, Mumer, Arpsulim, Shenemer, Ukshartam, Uksavtam, Kol Sheyeshna Bekshira, Yeshna Bekshiva, Kol Sheyeshna Bekshira, Eino Bekshiva. Okay, there are many people who are apostles to write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos because they're not chayav or they're not shayav to the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. Therefore, they can't write tefillin. Some of them through no fault of their own, like Evan, Isha, and Katan, who are big tzaddikim, just happen to be exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin. Some of them, through no fault of their own, like a guy who's just, he's not Jewish, he's also exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin, and some of them through fault of their own, like Yisrael Mummer and Amin, who have been motzi atzma min haklal, who have basically rejected the authority of the entire Torah, and the chiddush here is, even though they're chayav in tefillin, since they have rejected the authority of the obligation of tefillin, therefore they're considered eino bikshira, and they're not allowed to write tefillin anymore. Of course, the most interesting thing on this list is the musser. Teinach Yisrael Mummer. A Yisrael Mummer is someone who doesn't keep the Torah. If he doesn't keep the Torah, he's not Shaykhin Kshira. If we assume Shaykhin Kshira means feels bound by it, not just is bound by it. A Min, Minim are always tricky. This, I already see a little thing here because every word Min was changed 80 times by the censors. But it means, a Min. I understand. So he rejects the Torah. He's a Christian, whatever the case may be. So he's rejected the authority of the Torah. What's the Musser? Right? And if not, the muscle's a murderer. Do we ever hear murderers not allowed to write tefillin? I assume the Hasidic Rebbe doesn't want his tefillin written by a murderer. But al pi halacha, I don't know why is a muscer? He's a terrible, terrible person. He's a murderer. Whoever said that a murderer is puzzle for writing tefillin? He's a big Russia. He still accepts the authority of the Torah. He just does some bad averos sometimes. It doesn't say a murderer is not allowed to write tefillin. So what's wrong with what's so terrible about a musser writing tefillin? So the Chasam Sofer there is very nidchak. The Samsofer says, the Moser is not accepting the authority of the mitzvah of tefillin. Why? Because when he masters another Jew to the Goyim, they're going to put him in jail and not let him put on tefillin. And therefore, he's a mummer against the mitzvah of tefillin, and he's not mikshira. And therefore, he says, likewise, kol tarkula, they're going to feed him treif. So he says, okay, that's a bit dachuk. We see how he's trying to keep a musser on a very technical, practical level. After all, what did the musser do wrong? He murdered. What does murder have to do with not being Barkshira? Must be he also caused the guy to not put on tefillin. And if he doesn't care if that guy puts on tefillin, his stomach also doesn't care if he puts on tefillin. If he puts it on, it's only for social purposes, but he's really not a Barkshira. Okay, it's a little dachuk. What's the pashup shot? The pashup shot is that a musser is like a min. He's holtzi atzmo naklal. I understand this min. Let's say this min says, you know, I worship Jesus. What if he puts on tefillin? It doesn't matter that he puts on tefillin. Once he has excluded himself from Klal Yisrael and rejected the entire Torah, whether or not he puts on tefillin is irrelevant, because then it's just a cute custom. He rejected the authority of the entire Torah. Yisrael Mummer, or a min, who rejects the entire Torah, is not a Bar Kshira. The Moser also rejects the entire Torah. How did the Moser reject the entire Torah? Because when he betrays Klal Yisrael to the Goyim, when he goes over to the other side, and is not a member of Klal Yisrael, therefore, he's rejecting the entire Torah. You can't have the Torah without Klal Yisrael. You can't say, I'm betraying Klal Yisrael and I'm still a Jew, even a Russia Jew. When you betray Klal Yisrael, you're a guy at this point. Okay, that big machlokas, but also whether it's Dorais or Rabbanan, but either way, that's the svar. So it could be that's the Makor the Meiri. He knows in Bava Kama it sounds like it's just murder, just quote-unquote, but in Gittin Daf Behem of Days, where it's put with the goy, and with the min, and with the mummer, and with people who don't have a Torah at all, we see from here it's something deeper, it's a lack of Torah bichlal. Why would it be so? Because the betrayal of the Jewish people. And that comes up a few places in the Rambam, and then in the later poskim. I just mentioned a few things here. The Rambam always relates to a maserer, not like a murderer. Much more chomer than a murderer. Again, not that we like murderers, Chassid Shalom. But a murderer is still a technical, and the truth is the Rambam has very harsh things to say about murder. Thinks it's a very terrible thing, which we agree with. No, even Al Pilundus, the Rambam thinks murder is worse than other averus in certain contexts, right? For example, unlike the famous Rosh Haran, the Rambam says, you know, the Din Melech, that he goes around and, you know, kills people, even if they get off on a technicality, aren't Chayiv Mises Bezdin, that's only for murder, because murder is such a dangerous, such a crime that undermines all of human society. But it doesn't matter. What did the Rambam say? I'll just read you a couple of Rambams, and you can add more, and you can add Shulchan Aruch, etc. Says the Rambam, Hamosrim, Vapikorsim, Vahamormrim, Lo Vitzrichacham, Limnos, Vakalpsuli Edus, Lomon, Ola Risha Yisrael. Mosrim, Vapikorsim, and Mormrim, you don't even need to say they're Apostle Edus. It's not in the Mishnah. Because those are Rishayim, who are Jews. These guys aren't even Jews. Well, Edom, Mordim, Akofrim, Vichusim, Emin, Akum. They have no chelik olam haba. They're moridim lomalin. They're not Jews. They're not even goyim. They're less than goyim, right? A guy at least is a good guy. He keeps his tradition. He's loyal to his people, right? He's at least shy to someone. So the Rambam is very clear. Most of them go with mumer and not bikorsim, who are people who are just rejecting the entire Torah and not someone who does a terrible avera. Likewise, Hilchas Mamrim, he says similarly. We don't need to read the whole thing. So clearly, that is Nisar. And Hilchas Tshuva. And I'm pretty sure he brings Hilchas Tshuva in most. He should. Okay, that's good enough. No. Right, Abe is asking. Remember in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek. Perek Gimel, I think. Okay. Eilu she'in lan chelik olam haba, etc. Hamina b'korsim ha'kofer b'torah v'akofer b'tchiz ha'mesim b'yas gol ha'mordim ha'chti ha'ram b'porsim d'arvin tzivra osa v'yas b'yadaram v'hesya v'ha'mosrim. There it is. The mosrim. No chelik olam haba, etc. Very, very clear. The Rambam doesn't say they're murderers, even though, again, murderers are very bad. So that's very clear in the Lundus. The Lundus, here we would say, Alpi, the Gemara, Gittin, Daf Mem Hei on the Beis. It is a betrayal of Judaism. And that's why, even if your life is in danger, you still can't maser Why can't a master of life, you can't worship idols if your life is in danger? There are certain things that are just so basic to Judaism that even pikuach nefesh is not... Is not open.
So why is Rama have two different halachas in one between Yachid and Tzibur?
Ah, okay. Give me a second. The truth is that I guess I would point out that the Meiri did quote a third pshat. The Meiri b'shem Yeshalrim. Right? The Me'iri B'Shem Yesh Omrim has a different resolution. He says the Maskana is that Mutter Limsor Moser Aval, right? Sarat Lehishtadel Lehinotzel. The open acher. Okay, what is the Meir quoting the Yesh Omrim? He doesn't like this pshat. The Yesh Omrim says that, no, it's mutter to master the masterer. He was just saying that you should try everything else first, you should be very reluctant to. Here also, I think, but what about a rodef? A rodef, do we say you can save yourself from a rodef, but you should try other things first? You should try to daven first, try to come to the Beis Medrash first, try everything else. I don't think so.
Usually doesn't work.
Low narrowly, besides that, so I would say here the lumbus is the same. The same lumbus. That, no, Masira is so bad that even if the guy's threatening you, right? What's the Svara? The Svara is that Masira is so chomer that it's doche pikuach nefesh. Or it's not nidchem, they pikuach nefesh. What would the story of the Yesh Omrim you be to reject? You'd say, yes, Mesira is more chomer than killing, but it's not doche pikuach nefesh, but you have to try every means to avoid it. Okay, here I'm not sure, unless he's saying this about every rodef. Maybe he's saying this about every rodef. It's a little unclear what the Yesh Omrim is saying. Are they saying that in every rodef you should try to daven to Hashem before you save yourself? I just don't think that's true. If the guy's mamish, a regular rodef, and you could kill him, you could shoot him with a gun, should you try to daven to Hashem first? I don't know. Not sure. Yesh, you know what? Give me a second. Yesh l'ayin in the svar for this. Not sure. Sorry, maybe Kachadin Bechol Rodef, that you should really try to delay and daven to Hashem and try everything else first if you have time, and then you have to say, well, he sensed he had a little time, you have to make a lot of okentas. After all, if the guy's chasing you with a gun, you have to shoot him right away. So that's, you have to make okentas. Or, no, Mesira is more chomer than killing, but it's still nidchem ipnei pikuach nefesh. If it's nidchem pikuach nefesh, very reluctantly, more so than a regular rodef. A regular rodef, you wouldn't say daven, you would say do a shtadlus and save yourself. This, since it's so bad, well, we don't have nefesh, but first try to daven, you know, we're more reluctant, even makom pikuach nefesh, than generally. And then it would be the same lumdus. I just want to ask one question, and then we will end, which is, what's the lumdus of, well, the other Rishonim. We postulate like the other Rishonim. You could say two possibilities. You could say, I'll pee the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yizayin, says Mesira is just like killing, which is pretty bad, but it's not a national betrayal. Or you could say, maybe they would agree with the Meiri and Lumdus. No, Mesira is more chomer because of the betrayal. But it's
still mutter for pikuach nefesh. Just because of the betrayal doesn't mean it's usher pikuach nefesh. Maybe it's a betrayal, but it's still mutter for pikuach nefesh. So it could be the other Rishonim agree with the Meiri b'ikaron as to how bad Masiva is. They just argue on one detail. The Meiri says, since it's so fundamentally treasonous, therefore it's usher even pikuach nefesh. The other Rishonim say it is fundamentally treasonous. But it's still mutter b'makom pikuach nefesh, because not even some degree of treason is mutter b'makom pikuach nefesh, if it is, at least if it's subtle. What I thought you could say, although I didn't really have there's a fascinating discussion. All the Rishonim discuss, and I'll end with just two nekudas, then I'll let us. All the Rishonim say that if they've been mastering him, he can master them. But if they just annoy him, he can't. The Rishonim don't discuss, and what if they actually are physically threatening his life? Can he master them? So all the Achronim and Shulchan Aruch bring proofs in the Mechaber that he can. But I wonder if there's a Makom to say against... Okay, the reason I didn't put this on the sheet is because against every Posik I found. Every Achron I found. But I wonder if there's room to say, if the guy wants to master you, you can master him. But if the guy wants to kill you, you can't. Why? Because Mesira is... Worse than pikuach nefesh. Therefore, the guy wants to kill you, still can't betray your people and do Masira. But if the guy wants to master you, he's already outside of Klal Yisrael. Once he's already outside of Klal Yisrael, mastering him is not considered a betrayal, and therefore you're allowed to master him. Okay, the Rishonim, they only say you can master a masterer. They never say you can master someone who's like, gonna come to your act and kill you with a knife. All their Achronim assume, don't be medayik in that. But I wonder if one could. This also brings up the fascinating issue the Rama brings in the Shulchan Aruch post. Someone's mitzar the tzibur. Someone's mitzar the tzibur, you can master him. Why can you master someone who is mitzar the tzibur, but not someone who's mitzar the yachid? Generally, if someone wants to kill the tzibur, wants to kill the yachid, it makes no difference. So I think that if you take this approach, you could say, first of all, you could just say mitzar the tzibur is like pikuach nefesh. Ends up being pikuach nefesh, but maybe you could also say on a deeper level. Some mitzar, the yachid, they're part of the Jewish people. They're just really mean to you. So you can be mean to them, but you can't master them. If someone's mitzar the tzibur, they're already leaving the Jewish people. Now it's not a betrayal to master them to the government, because anyone's mitzar the tzibur is already not part of our peoplehood. So perhaps you could take it in that direction. Okay, yesh la'ayin Isaac.
Can you say with the Meiri's yesh omrim? Like it's just an extension of like a matzah be'ivarim.
Correct. That depends on exactly what the ukimta you're going to make here. I mean, if you're making the ukimta that he was sure nothing would happen to him while he davened, then that's like that's yachlos yulechaver. That's the general rule of din of rodeif. But if you're saying no, he's taka putting himself in a little danger, even while he was davening, but you should undergo a little danger to avoid Masira, then it's saying Masira is more common. So that's really the difference. Okay, let's leave this for now and go on in the Gemara. Abe.
The
I don't remember. Okay. Fascinating. But again, if you're going to view the Ikar problem of Masira as the betrayal, then it makes a lot more sense. The guy's been sorry that Tzibur already, he's out of the cloud. It's no longer betrayal to hand him over to the Malchus.
And I would say a little more like practical, we don't want the guy feeling like they can... have these types of,
I guess,
I
think that's part of what I mean by the betrayal. That in general, you're emboldening the goyim to persecute the Jewish people.
That's like there's someone who's already like working with someone's them. Then
perhaps not. I agree. Okay, so yesh la'ayin. Now I'm just pointing out that if you say that even the way halacha we say that it's because it's something more chomer, then. Two interesting suggestions is A, could explain heter of Mesiras Adam Hamitzaer Es Hatzibur, because after all, this is all about the Tzibur, and B, maybe you could say this against the Halacha, please don't pass against Lamaisa, Ulai Yesh lomar
the mutter limsor moser, aval aser limsor rodif. Which again is not the way the poskim say, but yesh l'ayin. Let's move on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. And we're continuing our theme of Sirtur. Shokhalei the Marukva. Here, Marukva is not the questioner, but the one who answers. Shokhalei the Marukva. Zimra menolim da Aser. How do you know it's Aser to sing? Or how do you know song is Aser? Sirte, because le'al tisa chishurel el gil ba'amim. Right? Do not rejoice. Yisrael, El Gil, Ka'amim, with rejoicing like the nations. Okay, so that rejoicing, he assumes, is referring to Zimra. Bishir lo yishtu yayin. Why don't you bring the pasuk that's also quoted? Yemar Shekhar l'shosav. That's also quoted in the Gemara Sota, that they should not drink wine when they sing. And okay, their shekhar would be bitter to its drinkers, which specifically refers to sheri. Anyhow, if we had only one pasuk, we would think that only means instrumental music. Puma shari, but a cappella music is okay. Kamashlo, from the second pasuk, that not only is instrumental music, also even a cappella music. Okay, here, this is a tremendous sugya, the isser of Zimra, and there's a fundamental chakira about the isser of Zimra. Notice, what does our Gemara not say explicitly? It doesn't say explicitly why Zimra is Aser. He quotes two psukim. Neither pasuk says why Zimra is Aser. Do not rejoice like the Goyim. Why shouldn't we rejoice like the Goyim? You know, does it have to do with being like the Goyim? Or is it just happened to be in a certain historical period the Goyim rejoiced and we didn't? And Bashir lo yishtu yayin doesn't say terribly much. In the Gemara in Sota, sorry, Sota. In the Gemara in Sota, they said we should butla Sanhedrin butl shir based on the shtos. It has to do with the bittel of the Sanhedrin. Shnemar b'shir lo yishtu yayin. And they were explained, how do we know b'shir lo yishtu yayin has to do with bittel Sanhedrin? And we might be shabbatla Sanhedrin siv amar avuna b'yir b'shua d'amar kraz zekein nimishar shavasu b'charim min ginasam. So when the Zakenim are not in the Shire, the Bahurim have to refrain from Zimra. So it has to do with Bittel Sanhedrin, has to do with the Amim, but that doesn't explicitly tell us why Zimra is also. Did you get the board? Okay. So what is the most obvious theory you would say? Obviously, where you would say about certainly we should butla Sanhedrin. It's available for the Chorban. After all, we should butla Sanhedrin sounds like, again, Sanhedrin aren't the Chorban. But it's part of the process of the Chorban. We're quoting the passage from Eicha. You would think it's available for the Chorban. A little later in our sugya, we have other things about the Chorban, you know, about the Atara and the Kalila, although that's separated by another drasha, so it's not a very good proof. You could say it's Avelis for the Korban. So you got the word, yes? What is the nature of the Esser of Zimra? Esser Zimra, you could say it is Avelis al HaKorban. You could even specifically point out, anyone remember the Gemara in Bava Basra at the end of the third parak? That why were they Aser Zimra out of Avelos for the Chorban?
We don't have the Shirmet Leviyah.
Right, they had the Shirmet Leviyah, right? Just like they had a Hazmina, we shouldn't eat meat because we don't have the Karbanah, so we shouldn't drink wine. Okay, we shouldn't, and especially Shira Layayin, right? Maybe. Okay. Avelos al Chorban. Who says Avelos al Chorban? That was a Remez, means Shabbat the Sanhedrin. Who says Avelos al Chorban? Who says the Avelos al Chorban?
Rashi
and Chagiga. Rashi and Chagiga, total tangent, right? Throwaway line. It's the sugya of Acher, and says, what happened with Acher? Oh, he always sang the Zemer Yevani, the Greek songs. And Rashi says, which he should have refrained from singing because of the Chorban. Truly, I would not have said anything like that. I would have said, had to do the Greekness of it. Because he was influenced by Greek people, you know. But Rashi throws in, no, you know why? What would have kept him out of trouble? He should have refrained to the Chorban. So Rashi, very clearly in Chagiga, when I say Rashi in Chagiga, I mean Rashi elsewhere disagrees. He just only says it explicitly in Chagiga, says because of the Chorban. I think here in the Tosvos,
What does Tosfos say here? It's interesting. We'll read the Tosfos soon, but he says the problem with the Reish Galusa is that he, every morning and every evening he would have song. What's so bad about song every morning and evening? Shemis aneg b'yoser. It's extra tanog. What's so bad about extra tanog? I don't know. Maybe you could read a hint that it's because of the churban we should mind our tanog. I won't darshan so much. Which other Rishon says explicitly in one place that it's avilos for the churban? The Rambam. The Rambam puts the Isser of Zimra in Hilchos Taniyos Perkei, which we know is the perek of avilos for the churban. And I mean, it's just very explicit, right? So the Rambam, Hilchos Taniyos, says it is an avilos for the churban. If you go to Rambam, and following the Rambam, where do you find the Isser of Zimra in Shulchan Aruch? Oh, I can tell you, we have an Ein Mishpat here. Right? Ram, my mini perikame of Sanisochi, Dalit, Smag, etc. Turs, Orchaim, Simon Tuf, Kof, Samach. What's an Orchaim, Simon Tuf, Kof, Samach? Avelos al Korban, right? The end of Tishbav, when he writes the things even not during Tishbav were in Samal al Korban. Right? Okay, so he clearly puts in the context of Avelos al Korban. Okay, the Orchas Chaim on this Makorashi also put in terms of Avelos al Korban. It's also in Hilchas Tishbav. You could probably find a million Rishonim, meaning, there's no point quoting every Rishon. Okay, awful. What's the other option? Which who is very, very serious about the... And then, right, according to this, Nicha, what is the Misha Butla Sanhedrin? Misha Butla Sanhedrin is part of the Churban. Okay, what's the other possibility? What's the other possibility? What does the Me'iri think?
Songs with bad lyrics.
The Me'iri thinks songs have a pernicious moral influence. Right? After all, right, I don't know. And in the high schools in America, right, everyone wants to get them to stop listening to the Goyish music. Right? Some high schools, they've given up on that. Depends which. Right? The Al Tichmet Tzitzmach Yisrael El Gil Ka'amim, right? El Gil Ka'amim. What's El Gil Ka'amim? What would you say about Ka'amim? Well, I would say here, what is Gil Ka'amim? You would say, Al Tichmet Gil Ka'amim, don't rejoice like the other nations, meaning the other nations are happy in the Korban, and we have to be sad about the Korban, right? The Amim are smeichim, b'shas ha-chorban. Yeah, tizmel gilka Amim. Don't be like the Amim who rejoice in the Chorban, sacha kol mishvateha. You have to be sad about the Chorban. Okay. That's one shot, but the Me'iri says no. The Me'iri says it's about the pernicious influence of these songs with problematic lyrics. And therefore, what does he say? For example, in Sota, he says, any shirim that don't have shevach l'kadosh baruch hu, also l'zamrehen, behem hem tchilas hefker v'shiyamum. Okay, these are what make you hefker and what make you, and shiyamum is a tough one, they make you go off the derech out of nothingness, out of not having values. Sibasam, they cause it, etc., likewise here, right? He says, what's the problem? The problem is Hefker Rishiyamam. Likewise, in our sugya, the Me'iri says, give me half a second, I apologize. Kol mine zemer asurim l'simchas holilus, avalo aluchav mehem l'shevach avoris baruch l'tzad mitzvah, der akalus rosh v'taynu miyamachu mishta ocher l'shamo u'lehishtath. But what's his gedder? It's for hololos, and it's with kalos rosh and tanod. Says the Me'iri, no, the problem with Zimra is that, it's one thing you sit around discussing serious things. Songs, they get you in the mood, they make you wild, and if they make you wild in the wrong direction, then clearly it will influence you to be wild, that's what he means by hefker, in an immoral direction. What does that have to do with Sanhedrin then? What's Misha Butla Sanhedrin?
then why is it only when there's a, only, why only Shabbat the Sanhedrin? Even the days of the Sanhedrin should be usher.
There's no influence of the Sanhedrin.
Exactly. That's what the Meiri points out here. Do I have this meeting?
Somewhere here.
Where does he say this?
He doesn't say it here.
Oh, maybe it's earlier or later than this. What? Okay, fine. Seder. Anyway, the Meir says here also, and here also says, Lo nemar adelach pritzos. Hu shamar ka'amim kolomar k'minhag ha'amim of pritzos. Says the Meiri, it is hefker upritzos. This is the Meiri in all places, and he says that is ka'amin meaning there are pritzos. Altisav shal, you should have a simcha which is a Yiddish simcha, not a goyish simcha. What is a goyish simcha? A goyish simcha is when they get all riled up by the music and go and do wild things. Jews should be calm and serious. Or says Miri, if we do get riled up, it should be for Avodas Hashem, right? For Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. Now, how would we fill in according to this Meiri? Well, first of all, who else agrees with the Meiri? In one place?
The Rambam.
The Rambam, here we have a stira between the Shut and the Mishnah Torah. Again, this doesn't bother me as much. The Shut was written in one decade, the Mishnah Torah is written in another decade, and we don't know exactly where the date of every Shut. It could be he changed his mind, right? It's okay for the Rambam to change. Again, between two passages in the Mishnah Torah, that's a problem. But Mishnah Torah and Shut, we know he changed his mind from Perish Mishnayas, from the Mordevuch to the Mordevuchim, from the Shut. That is not a problem. Here, he asks whether you're allowed to listen to Arabic music, and he says, Etzem Azerim Nigulu Kulam Asurim. They're all Asur. And why are they all Asur? Because they bring Simchas HaNefesh V'Hisrag Shusa, right? The Rambam is a cold intellectual. They arouse your emotions, and the problem is because the koach taiva zeh tzarich lekovsho, they bring up a koach of taiva which should be restrained. Which should be restrained, even though some people might benefit from it. The Torah is written al pi rov, he says that in Mor Nevuchim as well, and he says, and you're right, really you're not allowed to listen to Divrei Tipshus even if it's not a shir. But if the shir, it makes it even worse. So here he says very clearly it has to do with his Rakshus HaNefesh and the Hitgabrut of the Tava. Right? This is the Shut Rambam. Oh, what does that have to do with Bittul Sanhedrin? So the Meiri doesn't tell us explicitly what this has to do with Bittul Sanhedrin. And the Rambam doesn't tell us explicitly what it has to do with Bittul Sanhedrin. So who can we turn to? The Yerushalmi. This Chakira is a Mefurish Machlokes Amorim in the Yerushalmi Sota. Says the Yerushalmi Sota, Amr of Chista, Barishona, so the second line, Haisa Ema Sanhedrin, Olaim Lo Yom Divinu Elav Shir. When the Sanhedrin was there, they wouldn't say have improper content in the songs, because the Sanhedrin would keep an eye on things, or even if they didn't, people would have Ema Sanhedrin. Meaning, when the Sanhedrin was there, they could keep the songs clean. And when they kept the songs clean, what's the problem? Well, after she named a Sanhedrin alayim, he omer divinim vol of Bashir, the songs are not clean anymore, and therefore it is a problem. So what is Mishabat la Sanhedrin? Mishabat la Sanhedrin is that the Sanhedrin kept kept the songs clean. Okay, the Sanhedrin kept the songs clean, right, when I was a kid, right? Remember the FCC used to enforce not having any obscenity on the radio or TV? Right, once upon a time. The Sanhedrin, okay, they did a better job. The Sanhedrin would keep things a proper standard, and then the music wasn't so dangerous, meaning music is a tremendous power. It's
It's a dangerous power. It's playing with fire. Sanhedrin managed to constrain the fire so that it would only be used productively. Once there was no Sanhedrin, then, you know, listen to the radio nowadays, see what kind of songs they play when there's no Sanhedrin, and you understand why it's also. This is Machlokes Yerushalmi. One second. This is Rav Kista in Yerushalmi. He says the problem is giving Nevala Bashir, the problem is improper content. But Rav Kista is not the only opinion. If we continue in Yerushalmi, skip one line. It says, find Yerushalmi. That's Rav Kista. I'm Rav Yossi bar Rav Yvon, b'shem Rav Chuna. Barishona called Sarshi Bas Al Sibari Poskin Simcha Kinegda. Ah, in the old days, whenever they were Sarah, whenever there was a terrible Churban of some sort, they would forbid a type of Simcha. Shabbat Sanhedrin, Batal Shir Mesa Mishtos, because the Bittel Sanhedrin, that Sarah, the Avelos for that Sarah is Bittel Shir, Mibes Ha Mishtos, Mishabat Elevelos, Shom Zodavin Nevelev Micholenu, etc. And they say, what was so good about the Sanhedrin? What was so good about the Sanhedrin was that they were able to enforce the onshim on the Avaryanim so that all of Klal Yisrael didn't suffer. Once it was Bittul Sanhedrin, now everyone who sinned, it affected all of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael suffered, and that just led to more and more tzaros. Basically, Bittul Sanhedrin led to all the persecutions and suffering of the Jewish people throughout the generations, because Sanhedrin would punish the evildoers, and then we would all be innocent. Once there was no Sanhedrin, we all were affected by and bore the sin of everyone, and therefore it's the beginning of the Churban. Right, so here you have, who is this? Rav Yossi bar Avon, Shem Rav Chuna, legend of Rav Chuna, in the Yerushalmi. Here's the Machlokas. Is it Avelus, or is it moral standards?
I can't follow that, because before the Korban there was a Sanhedrin, and this, all the Averus that the Bnei Yisrael did that brought to the Korban with the Sanhedrin, they didn't have any effect.
Right, Mori's pointing out the Bittul Sanhedrin was... Well, first of all, I'm not sure what it means by Bittul Sanhedrin here. Yesh la'ayin, meaning the actual Bittul Sanhedrin was a long time after the Churban. Right. Or does here he mean the Bittul Sanhedrin from Lishkas HaGozis, which was how long before the
40 years?
40 years before the Churban. So if you assume he means not the Bittul Sanhedrin, meaning they gassed, the Gosei Sanhedrin gassed its last breath, but the Bittul of the Sanhedrin in its full power, the Bittul of Sanhedrin that still had the ability to do something, then you could say that's part of what led to the process that led to the Churban.
But even before the 40 years, there was all this stuff going on that they didn't stop.
Okay, that's just the issue of Kemach Tchina Tchanis, etc. Meaning, it could very well be that just like the Churban of Bayis, it's not the combustion of the Itzim Va'avonim that was the Tzara, it's that for decades beforehand, the bias wasn't a bias because we had emptied it of its internal value. So it could be also the Bittul Sanhedrin. It's not the day they moved out of Lishkas HaGozis. That's such a combination of the internal rot that was happening for decades. Okay, that doesn't bother me.
According to the Meiri, right, Shir V'Tishpachar are still kosher, and bad songs were bad even before the Bittul Sanhedrin. What exactly is the takana here?
Ah, the takana is stam music. Do we answer all stam music or not? Once upon a time, they monitored all the pop music. And the Sanhedrin made sure that the pop music would not corrupt people. Once there's Bittul Sanhedrin, again, this is based on the Shalmi, once there's Bittul Sanhedrin, then they answered all pop music. Because all pop music very quickly lowered itself to the lowest possible standards and then some. So it's stam music. The answer is stam music. But stam music used to be clean, and now stam music is, come on, some of us are old enough to be able to express that sentiment. When I was a kid, b'chuli, b'chuli, right? Then it went all downhill. Yes?
The Yishuv Rambam is doing the lyrics in the Arab poetry or Arab song. The Rambam in Hillel Tanya's, the emphasis is on klei zemer. So there's no real steering between the
okay, but in the Shut, he also starts by saying that even music without words is usher because...
He mentions both, but they're
right.
Two different emphases.
They're different emphases. The problem is that they're both based on the same Gemara, so it still is a bit of a stira, meaning, you're right, they could both be true. They can both be true, but like he takes the Gemara as it only emphasizes one thing, and takes the Gemara as it only emphasizes another thing. Still, it seems.
The chuva is related to a particular question that was asked.
The chuva was related to a particular question. And
the question was about a Arctic poetry or song or whatever.
And that didn't make it into the Mishnah Torah, maybe because, okay, that might depend if there are other steers between them. Okay, that could be. Let me get back to that. Okay, yes, Jake.
Would the Meiri say that you can understand the songs in different languages? Would that also be us, though?
No, I think he would say they made a Gzeira. A Gzeira is a Gzeira.
So would be.
Yeah, I think a Gzeira is an across-the-board Gzeira. Like all Gzeiras. Okay, but this case doesn't seem so bad, but that's the way halacha works. I think the Meiri say that's the way halacha works. It was a Gzeira Drabanan. Okay, now, let me just point out a few possible nafgaminas, or maybe proofs as to where someone stands in this. Number one, there is a shita, I put on the Torah sheet here, maybe you have no idea why, the Hagos Mordechai. What did the Hagos Mordechai say? He had a big kula. Hagos Mordechai had a big kula. What was his big kula? B'shila yishtiyayin, he asked, lots of people drink wine and sing. So what was his kula?
It's only a problem if you're only drinking.
It's only a problem if you drink without eating. If you drink with eating, it's not a problem. If you drink with eating, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if you drink without eating. Right? And did he explain why? Did he give a svara or a makor? Access to don't kill ka'amim, and that's what the goyim do. Meaning a proper suda where you have chicken and potato, cholent and potato kugel. You also drink wine and sing of cholent and potato kugel. That's very Jewish. You know, the goyim, they just go to a pub and just drink and get drunk and sing. That's a problem. Okay, that's tongue in cheek. It has nothing to do with the ethnicity of the meal. That's the moral standards. But fascinatingly, how do we know which side of the Chachira does this Hagos Mordechai hold from? Is it Midin Avelos or Midin Moral Corruption? Obviously.
Moral Corruption.
Midin Avelos? Why? And Avelos, it's usher to drink and sing, but it's what to drink, eat, and sing. What do you mean? If I drink and eat and sing, I'm even happier. Right? If I want to, I mean, my simcha is Avelos, then drinking and eating and singing is even better than drinking and singing. Now, so obviously, he's holding. No, it's Midin Corruption and Moral State. It's Midin Corruption. Ah, when is it corrupt? It's corrupt if you're getting drunk while you're singing. Mela singing, it's one thing. When people get drunk and sing, that is bad news. I don't know. Maybe I've been around the block a few more times than some other people here. You combine dancing and getting drunk, and you end up with bad news. Nothing good ever comes of that. Right, Liad can be made with me. Right, we both spent our college years, right?
That's exactly what I was thinking about me. Yeah.
Yes, we both spent our college years in a base medrash, which was mere meters away from places where people got drunk all the time and had drunken parties with loud music, and we know that nothing good ever came out of that. Correct?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, maybe your base medrash wasn't so close to the party scene. My base medrash was mamish next door.
This medrash was the party scene, I mean.
So here, clearly, what nafgamina would be, how about shtia va'achila? If you said it's a melos, that would be even worse. For sure you wouldn't be mekel, but if you say the hagos Mordechai, that's mutter because it's not kederach ha'amim. And again, he didn't just mean kederach ha'amim ethnicity. Whether you're eating potato kugel or you're eating what?
Chopped liver.
You must eat something. He means mitzad the moral depravity. He doesn't mean because the goyim aren't Jewish. He means because they don't have moral standards. That could be one nafkamina. Another fascinating nafkamina could be if you say that the yayin is relevant here, which we're about to get to, right? It's an interesting question. Like, you know, it's not really nafkamina. It's a ha'ara. What's so chomer about Yayin? It's not really enough for me. No, just why is Al Hayayin more chomer? Again, you'll take my word for it, right? You don't have to take my word for it. Says Rashi here. Not according to all shitas, but says Rashi here. Zimmer l'shor v'beis ha-mishtos. Why is beis ha-mishtos and yayin more chomer? Here it's obvious, right? Pashut. Because when you're drunk, then you will be more morally corrupt, right? That goes without saying. If you say vina velos, then you give two hasmir. Either A, it's more simcha. Yeah, it's simcha to sing. It's more simcha to drink and sing. It makes you very happy, and you shouldn't be so happy in a korban. Or you could say that, based on, right, the Gemara at the end of the third paragraph of Basra, the Hasidim said we shouldn't eat meat because they had meat in karbanos and we're lacking that. We shouldn't drink wine, they had wine in the sach and we're lacking that. We shouldn't b'chuli b'chuli. Right? Maybe the point is they had, right, Einom Shira Ella in the Mikdash? Alayayin. In the Mikdash, the Shira was only Chalo Shira if it was Alayayin. So maybe you could say that Ein Mikdash, that you had Shira Al Hayayin, how do we know Einom Shira Ella Al Hayayin? Right? For the mushal of a tree is in Sefer Shoftin, Hamasameach Alokim Vadan. That or Va'an Hashem, I think. That how is the grapevine the Sameach Hashem? Because we say the Shira Beis HaMikdash. Okay, it's not an afkamina, it's just a matter of Hesper. Because I think either Pshat, I mean, if you're going to tell me, you know, Rashi says it's only Aser with Yayin, give me a second. And, you know, Tulsa says even without Yayin. What's the nature of the machlokes between them? You could say it could go either way. Why does Rashi here seem to Aser only Yayin? You could say Mitzad, the moral depravity. Or corruption, because when you get drunk, you become morally corrupt. Or you could say, no, Mitzad Avelos is a bigger simcha, or it is a Kein Mikdash. Although,
not to be flippant, but the biggest simcha in the Beis HaMikdash was Sikkos Beis HaShoeva with water.
Yes, but that wasn't the technical, you're right, but that wasn't the technical Shira part of the Levium. Meaning, that wasn't the Avod, okay, Yesh Lion. But that wasn't the regular simcha of the Beis HaMikdash, at the very least. The regular simcha was the Shiras Halavim, which was on the Yayin. It's interestingly, actually, the Marsha here brings up that whether it's Usser, what's more Chomer? This is a Stira. Argamar sounds like it's more Chomer with a Kli, right? And you would have thought it's only with a Kli, it's also as a Repeh. The Rambam switches the Psukim, and sounds like from the pasuk of Beshuli Shdiyayin learn bepeh and Al Gilka Am you learn bekli. Some Archon were saying he thought it was more pasha that's aser bepeh. Why? Depends on the machlokes of the ikar shir bepeh or ikar shir bekli in kachim. So again, if you're going to bring that in, then that would work well if it was avail sal korban. But that's already a little far off.
How does the Mordechai help us understand why wine is so chomer? If a person's just drinking, it's okay.
Oh no, that's pasha. Because if you drink and eat, first of all, what does the Gemara say about drinking while eating? We're in Arvei Pesachim. No, that it doesn't make you so drunk. The Gemara says, right? The Gemara says you're allowed to drink between the second and third calls because since it's with the food, you won't get too drunk to say hallo. But you're not allowed to drink between the third and fourth calls because you'll get too drunk to say hallo. So, and it's also, I should have explained more. That goes forward to say, if you're eating and drinking with your eating, that is a proper suda. Proper suda is you eat. They always drink wine with their suda. That's not a wild party. That's a proper suda. Shabbos suda, etc. When you're just drinking, that is a wild party. When you're just drinking, you're just getting drunk, and it's not part of your general meal. When you're just getting drunk, then you go crazy.
When you're
if you're having a whole suda with wine also, then you're not going crazy.
No, but when you're just getting drunk and singing, if you're just getting drunk and not singing, that's fine.
Right. If you're getting drunk and singing, that's terrible. But if you're also doing it as part in the context of a meal, then it's not a wild party. Then it's just the drink that goes with your meal.
Right.
All proper meals have wine.
Right. The Moroccan doesn't have a problem. I mean, maybe he does, but not in this context with just getting drunk. It's a problem with getting drunk and singing.
Correct. I mean, maybe we all have a problem with getting drunk here, you know, but here he's even talking about drinking a little, perhaps.
Yeah.
You drink a little with your meal, and you sing, okay, Beseder. You drink a little stam, that's a wild party. I think that's intuitive to me. If someone were to tell me, you know, I got together with my friends, and we had turkey, and stuffing, and cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie, and a couple beers, I would say, all right. Sounds reasonable enough. Yeah, maybe I would have bought all the beers. So I got with my friends and we drank a couple beers. And already you get a different image in your mind as to what kind of atmosphere is being created there. You never know. It could be kosher for yasher. But you get a different image in your mind as to, you know, you're imagining a bunch of low-class people or a bunch of people who are trying to, you know, trying to relax their inhibitions. Okay, biker. Right, you, I don't know, you go to a pub at 5 p.m. and you see the people drinking beer. And you're like, okay, these are not the highest, you know, we shouldn't expect the highest standards there.
That was one of the jokes from comedians back in my time. He would say, yeah, where the guy is? They say, oh, let's go out for a drink. And the Jews, let's go eat dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. So he's like, how does that go, Mordechai?
That was Jack Mason. He was a Roman. So
Jackie Mason. He was, his roots are as rabbinish as it gets. You see, he had a lot of chachma in his jokes. Yes, I grew up on Jackie Mason. Are you kidding? Even before the internet, when I was learning Yeshiva Shana Aleph, Jackie Mason came out with a new tape. And someone had it mailed, and we listened to it in our tape player during the break for entertainment. That was the distractions when we were young. And Yeshiva, someone mailed your Jackie Mason tape. Anyway, maybe we should have been learning more. I don't know. Okay. I want to add to that in a moment, but this also affects, this is also just another interesting question, the whole question of what are the exception of Shirei Kodesh and Mitzvah. Basically, there's a Mesorah from the Gaonim, pretty much all the Rishonim have, that this doesn't mean that we are, interesting, this doesn't mean we are complete Puritans and we don't have any music at all. It means we don't have secular music. But we do have Jewish music, right? The riff already brings down anything that's for Shevach HaBoreg. And Tosfos already brings down Shir Shal Mitzvah, L'Sameach Chasam V'Kala, etc. Why is there an exception for Shirei Kodesh and Shirei Mitzvah? So here also, meaning it's not really enough for me, you're going to tell me I don't have enough means for my five-year, I'll plead guilty. But why are Shirei Shevach HaBori and Shirei Mitzvah Mutarim? Why are they mutter? So here you'd say it's just Pashut. Because there's no problem in the first place. If the whole problem is moral corruption, then the moral corruption is from the secular songs. The moral corruption is not a problem from the Mordechai and David songs, or who's nowadays Mordechai and David? Still Mordechai, still around? Okay. For the Mordechai and David songs, I thought there would be another popular Jewish singer by now. Over here, if it's available in the Churban, so what? So you have to say, even though it's available for the Churban, it's Nidcha for Tzorch Mitzvah. It's like a Hutra or Dechuya. Is that there's no problem in the first place? Or Taka, there is a problem. You should be happy after the Churban. But if you're happy for a mitzvah, that's important enough that it's Doche, the Avelos for the Churban. After all, during the 9 days, you make a Siyam. You serve meat, you eat meat and drink wine. Sometimes the mitzvah override the serving of the Churban, and sometimes they don't.
So the speculative Kain Mikdash would say that you wouldn't be allowed to.
Correct. And Hanami, you would have to say this is more like a Hutra. You would have to say this is more of a Dechuya, is that the Tzorech Mitzvah overrides the Avelos. And it's interesting, what's the Tzorech Mitzvah? I have to sing songs to praise Hashem. Maybe the answer is yes. We shouldn't be so litfish. And it's very important for your religious development to sing songs in praise of Hashem and not just sit and think.
Right, it sounds like, right, if we were to just have, not Shirei Kodesh, but just like Stam pop song for Simchas Katzenkata.
Uh-huh. So that's what's interesting, meaning some of the Mefarshim focus more on the Shevach of Hashem, and some focus more on the mitzvah. It's hard to tease it apart, but for example, Toso says, Shir Shel Mitzvah, right? Gun L'Sameach Chosan V'Kala. He starts with a with Shir Shel Mitzvah. On the other hand, the Meiri says both. The riff, do we have a riff? No, I didn't put the riff on the chorus. Anyone remember exactly what the riff said? No. The riff's not in Gittin. Otherwise, I just open up my Gemara.
The riff about this is in Brachos. Okay. So I don't remember the lashon in Brachos. Anyway, but you're right. Meaning, Tosos, who focuses on Shirei Mitzvah, you might say both in the end, which is why it's hard to tease apart. After all, even Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah. And even a pop song for Chasam Bekala, since it's done for a mitzvah, is not going to be corrupting, although I hear your taina. What about a song to be in Sameach Chasam Bekala? That could be an afkamina. Maybe there could be an afkamina. That's what I was suggesting. Maybe Simchas Chasan Vikala Al Yidei Shir She'ein Bo Tochen Dati, let's say, right? How about non-religious songs for some chasan v'kala? For the Tosos Pasha, mitzvah would be mutter. What do you mean? A mitzvah is a mitzvah, right? So you would say it's mutter, and this is what it sounds like from Tosos. And here you might say, no, it's aser. Unless you want to say it's also a dechuya. But you might say it's aser. You might say it's aser, because what do you mean? You want to corrupt the chasan v'kala and all the people of the chasana? And you know that could very well be as well. It's a little hard. It's a little hard to tell. It is a little hard to tell. But for example, Masha Amar Gaon Shat Rambam that Zemer Dibur Shiros V'Tishbachos is okay. That's only Shiros V'Tishbachos. He doesn't mention anything at Simchas Chasan V'Kala. Okay. So, and I think the Rif also only says Siris of Tishbachos. It's not a Raya, but Stimas, and this really comes to the Gaonim. The Gaonim slash Rif slash Shlomo Rambam. So that could be very good, Isaac Nafumina. I'll point out one more as well. So
we have the contrast, a concert, Shiri Shabbat, that goes purple. There's no inherent mitzvah in sitting and listening to
Mordechai. Ah, but that's, remember I said not to be such a Litvak? Maybe it is, right? Maybe it's
Maroon. That would be an afkamina.
Right, okay. Yes.
How liberal can we be with... if this is the logic of the Takanas?
I'm on Wayutora. I have to say we can never be liberal.
how broad-minded can we be?
We should always be broad-minded. Okay, next.
I'm going to say, can you do anything?
On the top of the list, we should always be broad-minded. Yes,
like music, which is a mitzvah, which could be Coldplay, for example. I'm saying any sort of non-Jewish music, if listened to in the right
Coldplay
way.
Coldplay is a band.
Yes.
Simon Garfunkel.
What?
You knew that.
It was in the back of my head. So.
Oh, yeah.
I like the word was like echo that I've heard that word before.
Anything done in the right way can be called a bonus Hashem. So is that
right.
A question of how you do it?
It is a fascinating question. Again, if you look at Mitzad Hefkerin Pritzos, you would say, no. Like, there is Jewish music and there's Goyish music. Goyish music should never be used for a mitzvah. It's just going to undermine what you're trying to accomplish. You know, if you look at it...
You're good. You didn't say from that perspective. Really?
I don't know.
I mean, really good music can bring you up.
Anyway, I would say Yesh La'ayin. I would say Yesh La'ayin. It's an interesting question. Like, what did Sanhedrin do? They investigated the content of the different songs. You know, and the Rambam does talk about, right? The Rambam in his Perish Mishnayos and Avos, right, goes to Pan about this. He says, it doesn't matter. He actually says before, right? Isn't this in Perish Mishnayos and Avos? It doesn't matter if it's Jewish music or Goyish music. It matters if it's godly content or corrupt content. Even if they're singing Arabic, if they're singing about, Hashem and good values, then you should listen to it. And even if they're singing Hebrew and the guy's a beard and payas, if he's singing about the improper values, then you shouldn't listen. So I would leave it as a yesh la'ayin. I mean, it's a little bit of an ein l'dabar sof, because everyone's going to say their favorite pop star is obviously... talking about the amkus of Torah in a way deeper than just, Shas and Boskim. So I'll leave that as a sort of eon for now. I just want to point out one last thing, which is, what did I want to quote this from? The distinction in Gittin, we're going to come back to it, Sotan, we'll come back to it in a moment, between the songs of the...
between the songs of the these kind of workers and those kind of workers, right? The one second, it's here someplace. Yeah, exactly. There it is. Here it is. Zimri de Bakri Shari Vigardoi Usser. The Bakri are okay, and the Nagdi are okay, but the Gardoi are not okay. The guys who plow with the oxen and who pull the ships are okay, but the weavers are not. What's the difference between those songs? So, Rashi says there, the difference is, do you need the songs in order to work? Right? The Bakri and the Nagdi needed it to be mechav in their work. And the Gardoi didn't need it to be mechav in their work. But the... give me half a second, I apologize. In the Chuvas HaGaonim, he said, Rav Huna checked out the Nagdi and the Bakri and saw the Hoyevo Diri Digidufim Vlo Dvarim Micho Arim, Vieshwa Ezra Misa the Moshe Lerom. But the Zemer of the Vorsium, which is what he had for the Gardium, Chakar Ki Hoyevo Dvar Micho Arim Vasro. Interesting, he said the difference isn't how much you need it for your work. The difference is he checked it out, and it so happened in his days that the Nagdi and the Bakri, their songs were devoid of eternal value, but also innocent, while the songs of the Gardoi or the Borsai, those were crass and crude. So, maybe in terms of how we interpret the Gemara and Sota, the Perush of the Chiluk Bein de Bakri Udenagdi Le Zimra the Gardoi, or whatever your Gersa is. You know, I don't really care that much what professions it was. Either way, we're going to make Okemptus. Right? So if you say it's Mitzad Avelos, so what difference should it make? The only difference it make, you need it for work. After all, you still have to make a Parnasa, even in Avelos, or even like if you need it for work, then that's not Simcha. Right? So then you would say like Rashi. Whether necessary for work. If you say that it's all about the corrupting influence, you could technically also say necessary for work. Maybe they're willing to be makel for work on a certain gzeira, right? But you could say like Rashi, meaning if you take the Avelos side, you could say like Rashi did Hutra. Whatever is necessary for work is not joyful. Whatever is not necessary for work is joyful. You could also say like Rashi, maybe. After all, they didn't want to stare anyone's parnasa, just for zera. But you could say like Shuvas Gaonim, Hagda Onim, the one that I put in brackets, there's our copy Simit Samachul. So every collection of Shuvas Gaonim has the same Shuva in different Gilgulim here. The Shuvas Hagda Onim, who says, because Rav Huna checked out the lyrics, and he saw these professions, their lyrics weren't so bad, and these professions, the lyrics were bad. So in terms of how you interpret that difference, the Gemara and Sota would also make a difference depending on what you think is the issue being discussed here. Let me just discuss one more thing, and then I'm going to add one little detail here in a moment. But the whole question of the Yayin. Our Gemara says Zimra is Osir. What does the Gemara say in Sota? The Mishnah and Sota say, Mishabot Sanhedrin, Batal, share me base mishtos, drink aliyayin. It's very clear. The Gemara in the Mishnah in Sota, so that makes mishtos. Our Gemara is talking of it. On the one it says Zimra, but then it says, why not bring the pasuk of Bashir Lugishtu Yayin? So is it only usher with Yayin? Or is it usher even without Yayin? And base mishtos is just an example. Right? That is very, very unclear. Is it only usher with yayin, or is it usher even, without yayin? says the, and even the word sota, Sorry. So what does Rashi say here? Rashi sticks into our sugya, Zimra, L'shorer b'veis ha-mishtos. Rashi sticks into our sugya that the Isser is b'veis ha-mishtos. Rashi sounds like it's only Usser. It's only Usser b'veis ha-mishtos. However, the Rambam says in the Shul Rama, all Zimra is Usser. If it's with Yayin, it's even worse. Right? What does he say? All Zemer is Usser. If it's with words, it's even... if it's... All Zemer is Usser. If it's with the instruments, it's even worse. If it has bad words, it's even worse. If it's with Yayin, it's even worse. And if it's a woman singing, it's even worse. Okay, you get up to five, you certain. In the Shulchan Rambam. The Shulchan Rambam seems to assume that it's Usser even without Yayin. So what happens to the question of is it Usser only Al Hayayin or even without Yayin? Right? So, the, yes? Yeah, give me a second. Okay. Good point. So, what can you say? So one shita is the Shut Rambam, right? Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah quote the Bach was Machriya that way? And the, we'll have to get to what the Rambam himself held. Says the Shut Rambam, he says it's Usser, it's always Usser. Always Usser. Says Rashi, give me a second. No, it's only Usser Aliyayin, or as he says, Beveis HaMishtos. Let's assume those are two different ways of saying the same thing. Now you have a few kashas on Rashi. What's the kasha on Rashi? Right? Tosfot asks the kasha on Rashi. That works out fine here. But in the Yerushalmi, the parallel sugya, maybe the Sirtut sugya, the Yerushalmi, the only difference is in the Bavli sugya, he was Besarted and he wrote Al Tisvach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim. In the Rishalmi sugya, he wrote Yisrael Al Tisvach Ka'amim El Gil because he didn't want to be Besarted. Okay, but, you know, comes out the same for us. Says the Tosvos, here's the Mishnah Shor Vesem Mishtos. Tosvos also like this. V'chein mash v'mitko amr v'lishlach le'mihach v'shur lo yishtu yayin. All the rayas that it's because of base mishtos. First of all, what the Rambam going to do with all this base mishtos, etc.? He's just going to say it's always Usser. But Al Hayayin is even worse. Okay, no problem. Why say Al Hayayin is even worse, but it's always Usser? Right? I mean, some sukkim say Yayin, some sukkim say Stam. So it's all Usser. But Tosin and Rashi thinks, no, only Ayayin. The problem is the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says, says, Roy Lahakru Kayota Abi Rishalmi, that a Karma Dark was Zimmer, the Rish Galusa, I think it was, would get up and go to sleep every night with a symphony orchestra. And Maruf, or whoever sent to him, I forget who it was, said, Yisrael Al Tismach Ka'amim El Gil, because he didn't want to have to do Sirtut. So, that's not without Yayin. L'chora, Kain V'damich, Tosos thinks it means even without wine. Doesn't mean he drank. So what's the problem? So he says, no, it's Mis'anig B'yoser. It's Mis'anig B'yoser. What makes that Mis'anig B'yoser? Kain V'damich Zimra. Why is that Mis'anig B'yoser? Why is that Mis'anig B'yoser? Because it's Kain V'damich Zimra. Because it was a regular thing. Mela to sometimes sing without Yayin, that's not such a big time. But to every night and every morning have come to Dhamma to Zimra, have a choir performance or whatever, every night and every morning, that is more chomer. So says Tosos. Well, now you could have asked another question. What about the Zimra de Gardoi, the weavers? I think the weavers were drinking while they sang when they wove? It's a little hard to make that okimta, no?
No. Because they wouldn't be able to use the nul.
Exactly. Right. Lachor, they weren't drinking. So what about the Rishalmi? What about the Zimmer de Gardoi? Sorry, Moshe, everyone explains. So for Tosos, no problem. Tosos says, Says Tosos, what about the Yerushalmi? What about the Gardoi in Sota? So, Tosos says, no, and this is, who says being Tosos? It's Aser Al Hayayin or, right, the Kvios regularly. If you do it all the time, even without Yayin, that's a big taina. If you do it with Yayin, if you do it with Yayin, that's also a big taina. I mean, Tosos thinks it's only Aser Al Hayayin, but doing it all the time is equivalent to Al Hayayin. I just want to put that back in our Chakira. Why are we doing it all the time equivalent to Al Hayayin? If you said the Isser was because of the corruption, then I guess could you say, well, if you do it all the time, then you're going to get very corrupted by the tainug, etc. It doesn't sound from Tosfos. It sounds from Tosfos like, oh, it's how big a tainug? Wine is a big tainug, and doing it all the time is also a big tainug. So either big tainug is mutter. So I think that this is really sounds like Tosfos, right? I think Tosfos would say, right? No, it's for Avelos, and it's for Avelos, and the reason why wine is special not of Shira Yayin is because the big tainug. And therefore, Tosfos says, Yayin or or doing it all the time, right?
You can also say that it has an impact the more you do it. So if you're doing it a lot, then like you hear one song, it's going to change your life.
You're saying here also, you know, it could be yayin makes you drunk, it makes you really affected by the music, or doing it all the time corrupts you with the music.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying I can't necessarily prove it to you. Tosfos holds the Seder. Maybe you can put Tosfos on either side of the Fakir, maybe on the proof. Everyone will decide on their own. Now, this is Tosfos, and I think Tosfos also, Moshe Feinstein points out, everyone, Tosfos also answered the kashrut from Sota. What was wrong with the Gardoi? Lechura, they weren't drinking at work. What was wrong with the Gardoi is that they were doing it all the time. Whenever you do it all the time, that is as bad as doing it al hayayin. So if I want to listen to a tape, listen to an MP3, what is that? How do you say it? Listen to a song? Whatever. Listen to a song. If I want to listen to a song sometimes, that's fine, because it's not all yayin, it's not bikvius. But if I want to have the song streaming in my house all the time, if I want to have song streaming in my house all the time, then that's usher even shalal yayin, that's the sheet of Tosfos. Rashi here is a little tricky, because Rashi doesn't necessarily say anything like that. I thought you could say, and what does Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes Rashi holds like Tosfos. He assumes no one's more making than Tosfos. He assumes Rashi holds like Tosfos. But I thought maybe there's room to argue. He says maybe Rashi more about than Tosfos, at least holds like Tosfos. I thought maybe you could argue and say that Rashi held no, literally only Beis HaMishnayos. The Mishnah only says Beis HaMishnayos. Maybe our Gemara is only talking about Beis HaMishnayos. What does Rashi do with Yerushalmi? First of all, maybe the Yerushalmi was when he drank every morning and every night. Maybe Rashi didn't think we possibly like the Rishalmi. I don't know that Rashi's bound by the Rishalmi. So I thought you could say no. Pashtos of Rashi is that it's Aser Rak Al Hayayin. What he does with the Rishalmi, we don't have to hold like the Rishalmi. Right? Who says you hold like the Rishalmi? What do you say about the Rishalmi? You either say that Lokainalan, huh? Who maybe don't hold like the Rishalmi, or make an Okinta. That he would shasa yayin. It doesn't mean when he got out of bed and went to bed in the night, before he didn't bring a glass of wine to bed. It meant in the morning he would have his party, and in the evening he would have his party. But what about the gardoi? It's hard for you to imagine they were drinking while they wove all day long. So here, I think if you look in Rashi and Sota, I want to say this. The Gemara in Sota is funny. The Mishnah says, but l'shir beis hamishtos. Okay? The Mishnah says, but l'shir, it's a Mishnah. But what do we see in the Gemara? We see that Rav Huna was gozer against it, right? Rav Huna batal zimra. He was a batal zimra. And then that was very good. It led to good economy. Why? So Rashi makes it sound like it was a reward from Hashem. And the Meiri says, no, it was the result of moral improvement. After all, people improve their morality. They stop wasting money and they work more diligently. And it's good for the economy. But it doesn't matter. Rav Huna is Bakal Zimra, but Rav Chista Zilzalba. Rav Chista is Mzalzal in this Isser. And then it hurt the economy, either for a rational reason or for a Sarva Omish reason.
Why is Rav Chisda Mezalzel? I understand. The Mishnah says, we bought the Sanhedrin, bought the Shem, based on Meshavos. What does it mean Rav Chisda Mezalzel Bay? So I'm not sure what he means Mezalzel Bay. Like, Rav Chisda didn't keep halacha? So you could say it means, no, of course he kept halacha. He just wasn't such a good enforcer. Rav Huna was a good enforcer. And Rav Chisda's Mezalzel in that he didn't enforce it very strictly. He and his Talmidim and his Chavra were very from, but he didn't enforce it on the populace. That could be, but it could also be that, no, Rav Huna was Mevatel Zimra. He made his own new Gzeira to be Mevatel Zimra. And Rav Chisda's Mezalzel, he didn't make it. Rav Huna made a Harasha. He thought in his time and place he had to be more Machber. And maybe Rav Chisda was Mezalzel. He said, no, I don't have to be more Machber. Rashi says here on Rav Huna, Batel Zimra. Says Rashi, Batel Zimra Gozer al Doro. What do you mean Gozer al Doro? He was Gozer on his door. Shlo Yizamru Beveisam Beisam Ishtos. Not to sing in their house in the Beisam Ishtos. What do you mean he's Gozer on his door? Makes it sound like Rav Huna made a new Gzeira. What's the new Gzeira? Isn't it in the Mishnah? Maybe what Rashi means in Sotah is Beveisam Beisam Ishtos. It was always Osir to sing in the Beisam Ishtos. But he was Gozer Beveisam Beisam Ishtos. That wherever you are, you shouldn't sing. And who's the one who Osir the Zimra de Gardoi? Guess who? Come on, guess who? Amar Rav Huna Zimra de Nagdi de Bakri Shari de Gardoi Osir. Maybe this is only in the Gzeiras Rav Huna. In Rav Huna's door, he made a Gzeira even on music without Yayin. But that doesn't mean that that's the Ikra Din for Old Doros. Rav Chisda Zalzal in it. Okay. The Gemara says Rav Chisda had negative spiritual effects of Zilzal. Doesn't mean it's not Halacha. I thought maybe you could say in terms of Gemara and Sota that it's Usr only al Yayin and Ella de Rav Huna Gozar al Doro Gam Bevesam. And that's why he Usr'd, right? Began Bezimra de Gardoi. So I thought maybe you could say that's Rav Huna's door, unique Harasha for his door, that he asked her without wine. But maybe Rashi would paskin in general, the Doros, like in Rashi's Shulchan Aruch, might say it's only Asr al Yayin. And in Tosus, the Shulchan Aruch would say it's Asr al Hayayin or with regularity. And in the Shulchan Rambam, Shulchan Aruch would say it's Usr across the board. It's just even worse. Some Sukkim say Yayin. Oh, it's even worse, all Yayin, but it's Usr across the board. Now, of course, what does Tzvi keep trying to point out to me? Was it Tzvi? Who was it who pointed out the Rama of Mishnah Torah? It was Tzvi, right? I'm not crazy. That if you look at the Rambam's formulation of Hilchos Taniyos, you should know it's a big machlokas whether he meant this or not. The Gros sounds like he didn't mean it. Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes that the Rav Pasha and the Igros, that the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, passing the same as the Rambam, the Shot, which he's able to tell me that there's no steer between the Shot and the Mishnah Torah. They're talking two problems. And one, he mentioned one, because that was the issue. The other, he mentioned the other. He didn't have to mention both all the time, because they overlap anyway. But that only works if you take the Rambam, this is also the Rambam, Hilchos Taniyos, Lefi, let's just call it Igros Moshe, although he's definitely not the first one. But he's very explicit about it, and his famous tshuva about this. But that's not the Pashut Pshat in the Rambam, as he tells me, right? He had no hap to read the Rambam that way, and I understand fully why. What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Taniyos? The Rambam says in Hilchos Taniyos, the Rambam says in Hilchos Taniyos, "V'chein gazru shlo l'nagin b'kli shir v'chol minei zemer v'chol mashmiy kol shel shir also l'smachim v'also l'shom v'nei achorban v'afilu shir b'peh al hayayin asura." If you read the Rambam, it sounds like, you know, Moshe's reading lav dafka, al hayayin is lav dafka, but that's hard to read the Rambam, right? All kli zemer are usur, and all minei shir, mashmiy shir, and zemer are usur, and even b'peh al hayayin is usur. Shnemer b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Okay, then he says, Farnog, Holy Shrove, say Divrei Tishbachos. Interesting. Here, I guess we put the Rambam in general. The Rambam here also only says Divrei Tishbachos, doesn't say Divrei Nitzah. Right? Says the Rambam, Pashtun of the Rambam, is that? No, everything's Asr Bikli. But Bipeh, only Aliyayin is Asr. And that answers all the spheros. The Reish Galusa had a problem, even without drinking wine, because the Reish Galusa had just a choir, he also had an orchestra. But the Shirlo Yishu Yayin is talking about the pubs, and the pubs, they don't always have music. And the pubs, often, they just sing pub songs.
One okimta you might have to make is that the gardoi, what was the problem with the gardoi then? You'd have to say the gardoi, they weren't drinking wine. Maybe the gardoi had instruments. And if you say, come on, the gardoi had instruments, what were they, an orchestra? I don't know, you ever watch movies from the old days? People had their harmonicas and their whatever it is. Like maybe, even in the old days, the cowboys brought their little harmonicas with them and had instruments, and maybe that's b'chal kol mashmi yishir. So you'd have to make that okimta to explain gardoi in the Rambam. But
I was going to say, yeah. Why is that easier than just taking a sip as you're going?
Because I imagine the old... What do I mean I imagine? I imagine, my imagination, of course, is Kovea historically. I imagine in the old days, these weavers, they weren't they weren't drinking and getting drunk in the middle of their work, but they were singing. It's partially they were singing. But they were singing. Guy was playing a harmonica as he was doing the work or whatever. Okay, I don't know. Yesh l'ayin. Yesh l'ayin, what he's going to do with Gardoi, but I think the Shita is very clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Hanios, and of course the Or Chaim is very explicit about this. He even takes it a little farther. The Or Chaim is very explicit about this. He says, there's a difference between clean and shearing. And what gives you the right to make a difference? What do you mean the Psukim make a difference? One Pasuk was talking about clean. The other Pasuk is talking about path. All the Rambam has to do is switch the Psukim, which he does. Don't say Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin is clean. And Altis Rishol Gilka Amim is path, because then Kli has the Yayin. Say what the Rambam does. Say Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin is path. And the Hesok Shal Gilka Amim is Kli. And that makes a lot of sense. All the Gemara means that there is one Pasuk that would have been Kli. Two Pasukim include Kli and Peh. So says Moshe Feinstein, what's Pshat in the Rambam? One Pasuk means, oh, one second. He did not say the Rambam this way. I apologize.
Rav Moshe
is saying the Pashup Shah in the Rambam.
Sticking Rashi with the Rambam.
So the Gross sounds like he's interpreting the Rambam that way. I had someone else, but I forgot where I wrote it down, who interpreted the Rambam if you look at the Gross, it's found in the bottom. The Rambam Hilchos Tanios. Lefi Grutz, found at the bottom of the Franco, and he says, the Rambam's La Davka, it's a little dochuk, but even the Bach, who passes like the Shit of Rambam, doesn't necessarily commit himself to Rambam's son, he doesn't admit that, he just wants to pass that way. Anyway, he says that it depends. Bipeh is Aser Rak Al Hayayin. Bikli is Aser Afilu. What you can do with the Gardoi, okay, no one likes my shot with the Gardoi, so I will retract it. What can you do? But it definitely explains the Rishalmi very nicely, right? And then the Rishalmi, Myri, the Kli, which makes a lot of sense. The Reish Galusa should have had someone playing the Kli for him. He was a rich guy. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Or Chaim is very clear about this. Now, what the Rambam doesn't say, but I think you could say, is, and it's a good answer, to answer the Yerushalmi, an alternative to Tosfos, to the Sogyos. What you could say, which Tosfos doesn't, is the Rambam doesn't say Tzvei Dinin here, meaning he doesn't say there's two different Yisodas here. He puts it all in Hilchos Tanios. But you could say, perhaps, that there's Tzvei Dinin. Bikli, that's a big Tainog. And that's like the Levine, the Beis HaMikdash, regardless what Ikar Shira was. Say, Bikli is for Avelos. That's a big Tainug. That's also Mishum Avelos. Bipeh is not also Mishum Avelos. Bipeh is also Mishum Efkeros. Moral corruption. And therefore, Bipeh is only Alayayin. It's morally corrupting. But Bikli, which is for Avelos, whether there's Yayin or not Yayin, it is. So you could say that Chiluk if you want. And... this is not the Rambam of the Or Chaim, I'm sorry to say, because the Or Chaim also puts it in terms of Avelos on the Korban, I think. But what you could say is that there are Tzvei Dinim, there is Avelos al HaKorban, and Avelos al HaKorban, maybe that really shouldn't have to do so much with Yayin. This is Bikli Aser, even without Yayin. And then there is... there is Hefkeros, and that, even Bipeh, but only Al-Hayayin. If you're not drunk, then it's not going to be the end of the world. The music's not going to affect you too much. Everyone knows you have to drink at a party if you really want to go wild. Otherwise, it's not going to be such a fun party. I think that would, give me a second, fit in. I'm reluctant to say this is what the Orchis Chaim means. But the Orchis Chaim says another chiluk. He says, even Shirei Kodesh, even Shevach Hashem is Aser B'Kli, which the Rambam does not mention. The Rambam, where did I put the Rambam? The Rambam does not mention this, but the Orchis Chaim says, even Shirei Shevach Hashem are Aser. Even Shevach Hashem, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Farnagu Kol Yisrael Lomar Divrei Shevach Hashem Dalek V'Kiyotzbo Al Hayayin. Maybe you could read this into the Rambam, but the Orchis Chaim is very explicit, who says that that Shir Shevach of the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Godel Maisa is Mutter Afilu Al Hayayin. But continued. Bezimer Demana Liolum Asur B'Chol Makom Afilu De Shvacho Shel Kaddish Baruch Hu B'Isura Min HaTorah. Maybe you could say that. Maybe you could say this is the svara of the Orchis Chaim, because you could say the difference is quantitative. Meaning, what's the difference between these? There are just two ways of getting a lot of simcha. You can have a lot of simcha by wine plus song, or by instruments plus song. So you could say, which is I think what the Rambam is saying. It's just one din, right? Two ways of achieving a lot of simcha. Right? It's one din with two hechi timtzes. And that's, I think, the Rambam. But you also could say it's tzvei dinim. And maybe that would be as far as the Orchis Chaim, because he says that b'kli is aser even without yayin, even divrei shevach of Hashem. But b'peh, even Divrei Shevach Hashem is Aser B'Kli. B'Kli, it's Aser, but he says, B'Peh Al Hayayin, Mutter Lashir Shivchei Hashem. Why would that be? Because if the difference in these two Yisurim is not just two Echitimtzes, they're both ways of being very happy. Peh with Yayin or Kli without Yayin. Say, no, they're two different yesodos. The Isser of the Kli is Avelos. The Isser of the Pe'ala Yayin is Efkeiros. And if you're singing Shevach Hashem, Pe'ala Yayin is fine. There's no Efkeiros, Shevach Hashem. But if you're playing a Kli, that's a big chumra, by the way. According to him, you can't have Jewish music but Kli ever. It's a good thing he's the only one who holds that. But that would make sense. If it's for Avelos, then even Shevach Hashem, why should that override the Avelos of the Mikdash? We want to be Nidchak, say Torah Mitzvah. But it's easier to say that it would not. Okay, that's, I think, all I have to say about Zimra.
Secular tunes that have crept into the Davin.
What about secular tunes that have crept into the Davin? Yeah, it's a fascinating question. Look, if you really think the secular music has a bad effect on your Hidran Shut, then you could say even the Davin should be Usher. The Minigal is obviously the Minigal. And why? You would say, because if we're saying the right words, then it's not going to have a bad effect on you.
Yeah, but all this is talking about singing with words. What if this song is just humming tunes? Does that fit into here?
The Rambam says even without words is usher. I don't know if he's talking about humming or playing an instrument.
We don't see anything B'Kli Greda here, do we?
The Rambam mentions B'Kli Greda. The Rambam mentioned Kli Greda. It is an interesting question. You might have said, if it's for Avelos, then Kli Greda should be a Vada Aser. But if it's for the Hefkeiros, how much Hefkeiros could there be in a Kli? Although the Rambam might think even a Kli there could be Hefkeiros, because it gets your... It arouses your imaginative faculty or something like that. So Yesh La'ayin. Okay, it's very late. What do you mean by that? What? Okay. Fair enough. They have this wise also on Moscow people on the Mazet, made in Travis, which is the same thing I'm saying. Not clear. Or I mean, you have to figure out why it's also Moscow people on the Mazet. Okay, I'm gonna leave with the challenge of might that just be one of these two studies in the first place? What? Okay. All right, so I have to be honest in that. Okay, Shkayach will have to pick up Mir Tzushan next.